This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for October 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Technicians at Kennedy Space Center are readying Discovery for its last launch, November 1st. The crew members have been in quarantine since Monday afternoon, and there's a TFR posted. Operation Icebridge Sunday began its second year of monitoring Antarctica's changing sea ice, ice sheets, and glaciers using NASA's specially equipped DC-8. An investigative panel has issued its report on a NASA balloon launch in Australia, which went awry in April, damaging a fence, a car, and the nuclear Compton telescope, and which caused the suspension of all NASA balloon launches. The U.S. Army has given the go-ahead to Boeing to begin low-rate initial production of the AH-64D Apache Block 3 helicopter. Embraer has signed a contract with Fuji Dream Airlines of Japan for the sale of an Embraer 175. It's the fifth E-jet in the airline's fleet. Dare Cicada has tapped entrepreneur and longtime TBM owner and operator John Merry to establish a new company and build a team to take on the distributorship of the TBM 850 family in the UK and Ireland, including maintenance, parts, and tech support. Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe admits he landed his plane on a closed runway in Texas last week, then departed Sunday with a takeoff from a taxiway. A 26-year-old schoolteacher in Belgium faces 3 years to life after her conviction on murder charges. The prosecutor convinced the jury she cut the straps of a parachute the night before it was used in a jump by her rival for the affections of a male skydiver. And Skunky, a B-25 that went down in a South Carolina lake in the 1940s, may finally get the restoration and new home she deserves. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, background on recent developments at Bombardier and Terra Fugia. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.